Hello and happy Your Word Wednesday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We've got billionaires battling over AI, sky taxis that might make traffic a thing of the past, and a story so wild it might make you rethink your next vending machine purchase. So let's go. We begin with a landmark case. The guy who helped build the future of AI is now battling over who controls it. The world's richest man, Elon Musk, is set to testify this week as part of his lawsuit against ChatGPT parent company OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman. Musk co-founded OpenAI with Altman in 2015, but left after a bitter power struggle in 2018. He claims leadership effectively abandoned their original nonprofit mission of developing safe open source AI when they changed the company structure to include a for-profit corporation. Musk wants Altman and other leaders removed from OpenAI's board and to see the company revert to a nonprofit, a move that could have a seismic impact. OpenAI leadership says Musk's claims are based on jealousy and regret, and that he was the one who initially pushed for profits. They expressed optimism in their case following initial jury selection.
Mr. Altman, Mr. Brockman, and OpenAI are looking forward to presenting their case to that jury. Confident in their position and looking forward to the facts being known.
Musk's current company, xAI, is one of OpenAI's biggest rivals. OpenAI is racing towards an IPO, or initial public offering, to raise money as soon as this year. That would potentially help OpenAI dominate the industry. If Musk wins the case, it may help delay the potential IPO. Taylor Swift is making a bold, maybe fearless move, filing new trademarks to protect not just her image, but her voice from AI. And here's the kicker. She's including something called sound marks. That's a big deal because traditionally copyright protects songs, but not AI-generated soundalikes. Right now, AI can mimic an artist's voice without ever copying a real recording, creating a legal gray zone, so to speak, or blank space, if you will. Swift's filings are a potential way to close that gap. And even more groundbreaking, no one's ever tested trademarking a celebrity speaking voice in court. Swift knows the trademark world all too well. She's filed more than 300 applications in the U.S. alone in a bid to protect her brand. These latest filings would not only protect her voice, but also an iconic image. Think sequins, pink guitar, center stage, straight out of the Eras Tour. Now, if approved, Swift could argue that AI voices or images that feel like her cross the line legally. Bottom line, this isn't just about Taylor Swift. It's about rewriting the rules for identity in the age of AI. Pop quiz hot shot. Which of these things is illegal in Singapore? Selling chewing gum, jaywalking, eating on public transportation, or all of the above? If you said all of the above, it's good. In Singapore, breaking the rules can really stick with you, sometimes literally. One French teenager is learning the hard way what happens if you break one of Singapore's really strict cleanliness laws. 18-year-old Didier Gaspard Owen Maximilien is facing up to 2 years in prison in Singapore after allegedly pulling a stunt at an orange juice vending machine. Investigators say he recorded himself licking a straw, then putting it back into the clean straw dispenser. After allegedly posting this video online, it didn't just get views, it got attention from authorities. The vending machine company, iJuice, says it had to replace all 500 straws in that machine after the incident. Singapore is known for some of the strictest cleanliness laws in the world, designed to keep streets spotless and public spaces sanitary. While littering or spitting gum in the U.S. might earn you a side eye, in Singapore it can cost you up to $1,000. In Didier's case, a French student going to school in Singapore, he's now facing charges of public nuisance and mischief. His next court date is May 22nd. Most people know the name Amelia Earhart because of her mysterious disappearance while attempting to fly around the world in 1937. Her disappearance remains one of history's most intriguing mysteries, but the Library of Congress has just uncovered a voice recording that gives more insight into her greatest achievement just 5 years earlier, becoming the first woman to fly solo, nonstop, across the Atlantic. Earlier this month, a rare books librarian cracked open a first edition of Earhart's memoir, and where she's found the recording is anything but clandestine. Our Patrick Cornell has more.
A nearly 100-year-old recording of famed aviator Amelia Earhart has been revived.
Something happened which has never happened before in my 12 years of flying.
It's a snippet from a speech she gave in London on May 22, 1932, broadcast to New York, detailing a heart-pounding moment while flying solo across the Atlantic on a 15-hour flight.
That is, the altimeter, the instrument required to register altitude, height above ground, failure.
That crackled clip, included in 78 RPM record format as a trinket in the back of Earhart's book, The Fun of It, which released 5 years before her infamous disappearance.
The hand swung around the dial in such a manner that I knew it was out of commission for the rest of the night.
94 years later, researchers at the Library of Congress found an original record. Made of cheap plastic and cardboard, the antique needed the touch of specialized equipment dubbed Irene, which uses a focal probe to map the record's grooves, creating a digital format that anyone can now listen to on the library's website.
From aviation achievements of the past to the future of flight, check out this image from the New York City skyline, an all-electric air taxi zipping across the sky, skipping all that traffic below. That future is getting closer after a company called Joby Aviation pulled off a major milestone, successfully flying an all-electric air taxi between Manhattan and New York's JFK Airport. These aircraft take off and land vertically, like a helicopter, but fly smoother, quieter, and with zero emissions. Each one can carry up to 5 people, including the pilot and the wild part. The goal is to connect heliports in lower and midtown Manhattan to the airport, turning a 1.5 to 2 hour drive into a flight taking less than 10 minutes. This is part of a larger push by the FAA, which has 8 test programs testing electric air taxis for everything from passenger travel to delivering cargo, even emergency supplies. So yeah, rush hour might soon come with a boarding pass. The flight tests continue this week. This next story highlights one hardworking student who's no rook when it comes to chess. She's the queen. In the UK, the top performing women's chess player doesn't have her driver's license and is still in primary school, which is the same as middle school in the US. Meet 11-year-old Bodana Sivanandan. She started playing chess during the pandemic when she stumbled upon a board in a donation bag. The highest chess rating is 2800. Bodana's rating, 2300. Since starting 6 years ago, Bodana and her dad became a part of the Harrow Chess Club. Its president, Neville Chan, says Bodana is a record breaker.
Quite simply, she is a prodigy, the real sense of the word.
Bodana is still a student. Her weekends consist of traveling to tournaments with dad, but Bodana says chess isn't distracting from her schoolwork. It actually helps her.
It helps in calculation and music, it helps in pattern recognition, and I play the violin and I play a bit of piano.
As she continues to climb through the ranks, Bodana is keeping her eyes set on one simple goal.
Well, I want to be one of the best chess players in the world. For now, I just want to keep improving and doing my best.
Checkmate excuses from donation bag to domination, proof that greatness can start anywhere. You just have to make your move. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, an unexpected arrival leading to an unforgettable flight. Fasten your seatbelts, make sure your tray table is in the locked and upright position, and prepare for delivery. A newborn baby made a surprise entrance on a Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to Portland last week. Baby Brielle Renee Blair, born mid-flight after mom Ashley unexpectedly went into labor. 2 quick-thinking paramedics were on board, and they sprang into action. They improvised, borrowing blankets from passengers, using a shoelace to tie off the umbilical cord. When the flight landed, there was an extra passenger on board. Both mom and baby are reportedly doing well. Talk about a first-class delivery, no baggage claim required. All right, congrats to our Your Word Wednesday winner today, Miss Hawkins and friends at Washington Local Public Schools in Toledo, Ohio, who submitted clandestine, yes, an adjective that means marked by, held in, or conducted with secrecy. Thank you for making us smarter today. We have a shout out today going to Mr. Weaverling at Lakewood Middle School in Salina, Kansas. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel. Rise up. And this shout out goes to Somerset Aliante College Prep in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go Bears. Thank you for this very cool sign. It will make a nice addition to our wall of friends. Thanks for riding with us on CNN10 today. I'm Coy Wire. Keep your mind sharp, curiosity high, and wherever you go, make it a 10 out of 10.